Can I get a picture first?
Yes, please.
I'd just like to say, regarding the Broadwater development, that's been going on since the year dot. And once again, we're heading to an election with no decision made about whether it's coming or going or where it's going.
Stand up,
in Main Beach, we don't know whether we're going to be having building sites throughout the Commonwealth Games. We don't know if our Broadwater is going to be lost. We just don't know, and it's been going on for so long. How long does it take to make a decision?
Well, it's actually a different project now to what was proposed when Judy Spence and Barbara Stone were the government in 2006. And if those of you who may not remember will know that I opposed at the time, as an opposition, the siting of a prospective cruise ship terminal at the end of the Spit.
That's how you got in, and you guys changed your attitude.
Well, you know, I actually got in 2004.
The health minister stood up there and said, "We will not have anything developed up there for you guys to get in Parliament now." And so how come you guys have changed your attitude?
Well, as you've just heard, it's actually a different project that's being proposed.
No, it's not. It's all about taking public land and changing it to development and even giving it away, which is just ludicrous. You know, back in 1901 or something, the state or whatever bequeathed Burleigh Heads as a national park, because they knew the place needed open space. Back in 1890-something, Noosa Heads was actually bequeathed to the people. You imagine if there was development on Noosa Heads? How ugly that would be, that Noosa Heads that everybody walks out? It's one of the most, or those two, are the most perfect public national parks because of the usage that they have. And you guys are going to give away our lungs of our city for some shit development that you think is good. Your opinion is what we want to know, and your government's opinion in regard to this development. You waffled on about, we're going to look at this or we're going to look at that.
Okay.
What are you going to do? What's your opinion about it? You didn't say that.
Well, I'm happy to answer any or all of your questions, but I will refute any suggestion that we're giving away the land. Okay, it's mentioned there in the handout that you're welcome to get, which is that no one's...
So you're selling it for 1.2 or 1.4 billion?
Look, I'm not going to engage in a debate with you about every fact. I'm saying it's very clear with the information that's been given to you that it's okay for you to read, and that is no one's giving away land. That's subject of the process of assessment. But in the notes that
So you're getting a cruise ship terminal for the land. Is that what you're saying?
This isn't a debate forum.
Yeah, no, it's not a debate, but I want to clarify his questions. He says we're not giving it away. I haven't seen anything to say that thing has been up for public tender worldwide so that anybody can come along and buy that land and actually give the people the value of that land. Can I go down the road and go and say to the government, give me that land for nothing because I'm ASF?
Look, I'm not going to get into it. You can read those notes and then I'm happy to continue the debate with you. But I'll just make another rhetorical point here. Where we're standing was called Shark Bay. Tedder Avenue was actually water.
So I was born here.
Here in Shark Bay.
I was born here in surface paradise.
Well, I'm happy to point out that there are lots of developments. There have been lots of developments on the Gold Coast that weren't here when I was a child living in Churn Park, including the Spit in its current form, including the canal developments of Florida Gardens and the Isle of Capri, where my electorate office is. And I know that before this was here, it was a place called Shark Bay.
What's that
so we've had lots of changes. Well, I'm just coming back to your point about what happens with development on the coast and land use and the way that it's been altered. But in terms of my assessment of what's happening here at this proposal, it's not up to me. I'm not doing the assessment. It's being done by the Deputy Premier on behalf of the Gold Coast City Council.
Just wait.
Well, I'm not telling you my opinion.
Wide breaks and absolute rubbish.
Well, that's your opinion. Some people like their children.
The Gold Coast City Council have asked us to assess...
Can I ask my question?
...integrated resort development. So that's what the Deputy Premier is doing.
Questions, please. Mr. Gratian, questions.
Okay, I just want to clarify historically a few points.
Well, are we going to have a commentary or a question?
No. The question is, I don't want misinformation in this meeting. The Broadwater Marine Project is defunct. It was an initiative by the Mayor of the Gold Coast which the state government said they would support because it was coming from him. ASF did not fulfil any of the 29 requirements in a letter from Jeff Seeney on February the 14th, so therefore the Broadwater Marine Project was dropped. It is now the Integrated Resort Development Project, which is totally a state jurisdiction. The Gold Coast City Council no longer has the power to, well, shouldn't have the power to influence or decide. The Integrated Resort Development Project does not follow any normal legislative process that Save Our Spit or any other community group has ever encountered before. We don't know whether it comes under the State Development Public Works Organisation Act, significant projects, which requires an initial advice statement to go out to all potential proponents and community before they even ask for detailed plans from anybody. So we haven't seen an IAS. There are draft terms of reference for environmental impact study required under significant projects legislation. There has been no draft terms of reference given out to the public to say, what are you covering, what are you not covering? ASF are doing their own internal reports. We don't know whether it's under public-private projects legislation, which requires value for money. A private person, private company builds something, infrastructure for the public, they get a commercial return because that's important infrastructure that we need. We don't know whether it comes under that legislation. We don't know whether it comes under the Integrated Resort Development 1987 legislation, which allowed the Mike Gore development, which requires that in an integrated resort, the land is freehold owned by the integrated resort developer. We are asked to play a sport with winners and losers, and we don't know whether we're playing hockey, football or cricket. So we don't know what the rules are to respond to it. And now that Deputy Premier Seeney, why is he the only person who's adjudicating when the Minister for Gaming, the Minister for Tourism and the Minister for Roads, their portfolios are encompassed, and the Minister for Environment, their portfolios are totally impacted, yet one person is going to decide what information the Cabinet gets and whether it goes ahead or not. Why is that the process? Why is that the process? Why is the process of legislation not clear? Sorry, and this question is about what legislative process does it come under, and I would happy for Josh to also address this question from his politics and legal point of view. We don't know what the sport is, let alone what the rules are, and we have to respond to that. What is the legislation that comes under?
The point you make about them not consulting, the Deputy Premier making this decision by himself, is not true. Everything that happens in his department that does affect other departments, and you're speaking about environment, you're speaking about tourism, and you're speaking about the Treasurer who actually does gaming, there is communication about all of the aspects of the assessment process that will happen between those departments. But let me give you another example. In my Department of Education, Training and Employment, where I've announced an OP review, the review of what happens in senior assessment. Yes, I'm leading it. My department is leading it. But we will then have interaction with every other department that could be affected to make sure that the process is that when I finally come with a Cabinet submission, which then is subject to 19 people around the table, including the Gold Coast representatives, expressing their view. Well, that's the thing that I haven't told you yet, that I get a chance to express my view when there is a submission to Cabinet, but there hasn't been. But there is interaction between departments to make sure that everything's covered off on all of those aspects of environmental, economic, and the other departments.
Under which Act and which legislation?
Well, that's covered by the Deputy Premier to make sure that the public servants within his department, and you can ask that question of me as you've asked many questions, I'm talking about in a formal sense, and we'll make sure I get the answer for you. Okay, but they're not acts that I actually administer in the Parliament. So there are acts that the Deputy Premier will be making sure that he's dotting the I's and crossing the T's to make sure that the legislation is adhered to, because...
We just want to know what legislation it's under.
You send me an email, Steve, and I'll get it to you.
Can we hear from Josh so he gets a chance? Yes. Josh, can you talk about yourself and your politics?
That's okay. Thank you. Josh, how is it...